Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Every day across the country, millions of times a day, people are having their blood pressure taken, and it is often done incorrectly, and we often get erroneous readings and make diagnosis and treat people in ways that perhaps they might not have been treated if we knew more clearly. The correct measurement and interpretation of blood pressure is essential. There are three basic strategies to taking blood pressure that our listeners will probably be aware of: home blood pressure monitoring, office-based BP measurements, and ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. Now, the ambulatory blood pressure monitoring is felt to be the most accurate. It's the gold standard. It basically, a device is worn by the patient. It takes blood pressure, you know, periodically over a period of a couple of days, usually every 15 to 20 minutes, and at night, you know, every half hour or hour. Sometimes you have to take it for 2 or 3 days. Sometimes 6 or 8 hours is enough. On average, those kinds of readings, ambulatory readings, are about 5 to 10 millimeters less than readings taken in the office. And that has to do with all of the white coat hypertension, et cetera. In general, measurements obtained by this ambulatory strategy are best, but obviously it's costly. It takes patient compliance. Insurance has to cover it, yada, yada, yada. So you found an article in the journal Family Practice. It asks, what is the best way to measure blood pressure? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a great study. I really liked how they look at really practical things. And, you know, how do we best measure blood pressure? And is it okay to take a little shortcut and not have the patient take off their shirt or sweater or roll up their sleeve? So, you know, as you said, it's important that we classify these patients correctly. And the latest USPSTF recommendations specifically say that we need to confirm with either home measurements or ambulatory blood pressure monitoring just what the blood pressure actually is. As you said, we risk over-treating patients sometimes. So this was a simple cross-sectional study. They had 186 adults in a Japanese primary care clinic and a couple of adult daycare facilities. So it was a mix of older and less older adults. Blood pressure was measured using an automated cuff in three ways. So first of all, a completely bare arm. Second of all, covered by a sleeve that wasn't any more than a millimeter thick, so a thin sleeve that was unrolled, was basically down to the wrist, or an arm where that sleeve was rolled up over the elbow. All the patients sat there for 5 minutes with their arms supported and level the way we're supposed to do it, and then they systematically varied the order of blood pressure was measured, so each patient got it measured 3 times in a random order. And this was, like I said, an older group. The average age was 75 years. The mean blood pressures were 129 over 67 on a bare arm, 133 over 73 on a fully sleeved arm, and 133 over 74 on an arm with a rolled-up sleeve. And they adjusted for age and measurement order and basically turned out that that didn't change the basic findings. It was interesting that the mean blood pressure decreased from the first measurement to the third measurement, regardless of the approach used, by about 6 millimeters of mercury. So clearly, it's important that we wait, you know, bear those arms, folks. You know, we need to make sure that we're not overestimating blood pressure. Have patients either take off their shirt or have a completely bare upper arm. Does a difference of 4 to 6 millimeters matter? You know, it certainly might in terms of deciding to up someone's blood pressure medication or even whether to start them on blood pressure meds in the first place or perhaps add a second or third medication. So it's important that we do this correctly.
You know, if everything else is equal, it sounds like the bare arm is best. But if it's going to be at all inconvenient to the patient, it probably isn't going to make that much difference. As you say, 4 or 6 millimeters. I guess if one reading is on one side of the threshold and one is on the other, it might make a difference. But anyways,
yeah,
I took
that's
it
a good
as
point. Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, exactly right. I mean, if they come in and the sleeve is, you know, you do it over the sleeve and it's 130 over 75, who cares? You're not going to change anything based on that. On the other hand, if it's, you know, now 142 or 143, you may want to let them sit a little while and then, you know, measure it with the bare arm.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks, Mark. We will we'll go for the bare arm when possible. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.